rock and roll generation. Rock and
roll music. Sweet groovy music. 1950 through 1953. If you see tears
of 1950 through 1953 was a prelude to rock and roll music. In 1950, rock and roll as it is known today didn't exist. Seeds had not even been sown. But as in any good anthology, it is important to examine the years just before the subject emerges. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Good night.
In 1950, sociologists who knew music realized that a very small percentage of the nation leaned toward rhythm and blues. And they also realized that this small percentage was showing a projection of growth. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Baby, can't you see what you're doing to me?
In 1951, record store owner Leo Mintz of Cleveland, Ohio, told disc jockey Alan Freed that he felt R&B music popularity was increasing steadily.
Shouldn't I know?
In 1951, the words rock and roll came into being. Disc jockey Alan Freed decided that rock and roll more adequately described the beat and the rhythm of the music, and that those particular words did not classify the sound by race. Alan Freed presented his first rock and roll show in Cleveland. It was a sellout. 30,000 showed, 20,000 had to be turned away for lack of seats. Curious enough, the audience that attended was racially mixed. Freed saw rock and roll go over big in Cleveland, and he knew then it would happen everywhere else.
Change of love.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. The early songs of 1951 were classified as clean and reverent. They were done by Doris Day, Rusty Draper, Guy Mitchell, Frankie Lane, and Perry Como. R&B did a change from 51 to 53. R&B got less of the ache and pain sound and more of the danceable rhythmic beat. Primary instruments were guitar, tenor sax, and bass. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953. The old barriers of bland musical themes were soon to come tumbling down. Groups like the Clovers, Flamingos, Royals, Midnighters, Crickets, Charms, and Pine Tappers, and individuals like Laverne Baker, Ruth Brown, Ray Charles, Ivory Joe Hunter, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, and Clyde McFadder started making records with the R&B beat consistently, and sales of this type music doubled in 1953. Mm-hmm. This, then, was music that laid the foundation for rock and roll in the years 1950 through 1953. Truly historical years in the presentation of the rock and roll generation.